Do you follow the BJJ tradition of only promoting someone to black belt only if you are a second degree black belt yourself? That's from Abby121. Yes, I wouldn't promote somebody if I'm a new black belt. Actually, you're not allowed to. You have to be a black belt for at least 6 years, if I remember correctly, before you give somebody else a black belt. Now, I've issued people black belts because I'm a longtime black belt myself. However, I still to this day always confirm with John Danahar. So I call my black belt, excuse me, the person who gave me my black belt, John Danahar. I always call him and promote him, excuse me, nominate somebody that I think deserves a black belt. And then he'll tell me he agrees or disagrees. If he disagrees, they don't get their black belt, which has happened. I've nominated guys who didn't get their black belt, and he just felt that they're missing a thing or two, or just a little bit. Now, we are very conservative. Our line, John's line, my line, we're very conservative. We don't give black belts out very easily. Okay, so it's you got to be special. You got to have understood the positions. You got to be a guy who's dedicated a lot of your life from jiu-jitsu. And you got to know the positions. Like, it's crazy to me sometimes I meet black belts that don't know certain things that they should know. You're a black belt, for goodness sake. You're a black belt. A black belt's like a PhD. And I feel like when I roll with John's purple belts, they're black belts from other schools. Like, they're the level of black belt. They're purple belts under John, but in my opinion, these guys are as good as any other black belt I've ever rolled with. They're killers. They're scary. They're frightening. Like, you're fighting them, you're tooth and nail. I've been a black belt a long time, and they're giving us really like incredible difficulty. But these guys are so well trained that when they go in tournaments, they sub black belts on a regular basis. It's just really, it's unbelievable, in my opinion. So I give white to brown. I give white to brown without asking for any advice. But when it comes to that black belt, I gotta get another black belt's opinion. So that's how I recommend it. So if you're a black belt and you haven't been a black belt for 6 years, in my opinion, don't give any black belts out. Give from white to brown. If you feel that there's somebody on the mat training under you that deserves a black belt, but you're still, maybe let's say you're a black belt for only 2 years, you should go ask another black belt or the person who gave you your black belt and nominate them. Do you consider my student to be a black belt? Should we give him our black belt? And just get a consensus. Maybe you ask your trainer, and if you're out of touch with your trainer, ask another fellow black belt that has been a black belt for at least 6 years, somebody who understands the system very well. And from there, take it from there. Don't just give people a black belt, because the worst thing to do is to give somebody a black belt and it's not recognized from other places. Now, I've lost students like that. Some students, they were not the black belt level, but they found another trainer that would give them a black belt. And they'd be like, "Hey, that guy wants to give me my black belt." I'll tell him, "Look, that guy wants to give you your black belt because he wants you to come and, promote his brand. It's a whole branding thing, Like, do you really want your black belt that way? That's up to you. Like, I would never want my black belt that way. Personally, I would never accept it. I would never want it that way. I want my black belt because I'm a legitimate black belt. What else are you wearing the belt for?" So luckily for me, it's very far and few between, and I have a no gi system. So you see this here, we have a silicone band here. If you're a blue belt, I give you, because a lot of my guys do no gi, so I give you white to brown no gi. And your last year before I feel like it's time for you to get your black belt, I make you put on the gi, teach you the basics of the gi. For those of you who know, like, I've moved away from the gi, even though I did gi for a while, for a good while, for many years. I just don't prefer it as much as I do no gi. So I do a lot of no gi. A lot of my guys are going up no gi. No gi is getting more and more popular. We give belts at TriStar, but we give the band, we give you the belt, so you're an official blue belt. I give you an actual physical belt. I give you an actual wristband, just so I can keep track of my students. But when I give you the black belt, I have to have you got to know cross strokes, you got to know sleeve drags, you got to know collar drags, you got to know the good, you got to have a good year of basics. Gi basics, because I don't feel I should give you a black belt if you don't know certain things in the gi. It's just part of our tradition. But then again, I'm not going to burden you with 10 years of gi training either, especially if you're an MMA guy. So that's how I view it.